Welcome back to Project Independence in You. My name is Rebecca Miller, and I'm your guest host for today. We have Supervisor Judy Bosworth as our guest, and co-host is Otto Loos.
I have a quick question. You mentioned that you don't smoke.
Yes.
I don't smoke either, thank God.
And neither do I.
You came up with a program that may be worthy of bringing out, I think.
I'm glad you mentioned it, Otto. So the town set a powerful precedent this past November. We voted unanimously to prohibit the sale of cigarettes, tobacco products, liquid nicotine, and electronic cigarettes to anyone under the age of 21. You know, when I was a legislator in Nassau County, I worked very closely with legislator Judy Jacobs, who unfortunately passed away this year. It is sad. She's an extraordinary woman. And one of the things that we worked on was to try to have regulations in place that would discourage smoking. And I'll never forget, one of the initiatives was to say that people could not smoke in cars with children under the age of 18. There's so much literature out there about how damaging secondhand smoke is, especially to those who have young developing lungs. And when you think about a car and someone smoking and the smoke just being there, and the kids are captive. Where are they going? They're in a car seat. And we couldn't even get it to the floor of the Nassau County Legislature to be discussed. So that was very frustrating. And one of the efforts that Judy also had made was to enact no selling of any of the cigarette products to those under the age of 21. And that went nowhere either. And you have to understand, New York City has this ban. Suffolk County has this ban. Many local municipalities do, but somehow Nassau County doesn't. And we thought that even if Nassau County doesn't, we in North Hempstead wanted to make a statement about how important it is to discourage smoking to children. I mean, you're 18, you're still a child. And, you know, studies have shown that so many people who smoke begin smoking between the ages of 18 and 21. So we were so happy to pass this unanimously. And I will tell you that it was inspired by Judy, and we're just so pleased that we were able to do this. Now, North Hempstead's a big town, and it has 31 villages in it. So this does not apply to the villages. It just applies to the unincorporated areas of North Hempstead. And so we're very hopeful that our 31 villages will also follow suit in adopting our Tobacco 21 law as well. We've actually just learned that Williston Park, under the leadership of Mayor Paul Ehrbar, is considering joining in this effort. We're hoping that other villages will as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I wrote a letter to all the mayors, and we sent copies of the legislation so that if anybody wants help or wants to work with us, we're so happy to do that.
Yeah, I don't understand why somebody wouldn't do that. You're just helping people. You can't make people do what they don't want to do, but you can definitely put a stumbling block in the way. And if you keep a couple of people from becoming addicted and eventually having a miserable quality of life because they smoked all their life, I think it's worth the effort.
And you know, they also say that smoking is a gateway to other drug use. So the hope is that cut it off so that it makes it more difficult. I mean, you can't prevent people from doing what they want to do, but it certainly will make it more difficult for teens to get their hands on cigarettes if they're not able to buy them themselves.
It's true. I think even what you were saying about smoking in a car with a young person, a lot of times there are ailments that a child might get that's reoccurring that's related to secondhand smoke, whether it's bronchitis or allergies, and you don't really identify that as a secondhand smoke, you know, a symptom from secondhand smoke, but that is really, you know, something that can happen to young children. I mean, chronic
Absolutely.
Bronchitis and allergies and all that
asthma.
Kind of asthma.
Yeah. And we stood, I mean, I'll never forget Judy and I having a press conference, and we stood with, you know, the American Cancer Association, the American Heart Association, which is funny because today is, you know, Red Day for the Heart
right.
Association. And people really pleading about how serious this was for young children.
Yeah.
I think people are much more educated about it today.
Oh, definitely.
I remember coming home on the Long Island Railroad in the smoking car because I could get a seat, and you could hardly see your hand in front of your face.
God.
I mean, it was that bad, but that stopped at least. They don't have a smoking car anymore. So there is progress.
And planes. I mean, let's face it. If there's a smoking section in a plane, you're in it no matter what.
The last three rows or whatever you could smoke
right.
in.
Right.
So you can't do it anymore.
No.
Movie theaters, right? Did people used to smoke in movie theaters? They had little ashtrays on the handle.
Yeah. Everywhere. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, I mean, it didn't matter where you were, you could smoke.
Right.
And I have my little pet peeves about that. People who smoke also think that cigarettes are like biodegradable with the filters. And I remember we used to have company at the house and whatever, friends, family. They would just throw their butts out there on the ground somewhere in the backyard. And I would have to go the next day and pick up these 50 filters that they threw out there. So it's a dirty problem as well. You know, there's like if you drive like in the New Hyde Park area and you go where Marcus Avenue meets Denton and that whole area there, and if you look out of your car window when you go in there, there's a lot of people have a problem carrying dirt with them and putting it in a garbage can. But cigarette smokers are right up there among the leaders because there's stacks of cigarette butts laying out there on the street.
Well, you know, hopefully we're raising consciousness
with
this discussion. But, you know, it also reminds me of, you know, when I grew up, you didn't have to wear a seatbelt.
Right.
As a matter of fact, and I'm sure many of you can identify, not every car had seatbelts.
Right.
But now, you know, because of education, our young kids know when they get into a car, they immediately put a seatbelt on.
Yeah,
who would think of getting
into
a car without putting a seatbelt on? So, you know, my hoping is that by raising consciousness about the dangers of smoking and having initiatives such as this, someday, you know, that will also be that kind of just, you know, well, why would you smoke?
Right, and
here's
the
seatbelts,
they didn't have seatbelts in the back seat, which is really where all the kids sat, right? I don't remember, I remember not having seatbelts in the back seat when I was really little, but up front they did.
I don't understand why they don't have seatbelts in a school bus.
Yeah, that's personally, that's another topic.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
Has nothing
huge,
to do with, you know, what we're
huge,
here for. But
yeah. Next time.
You know,
next time. Right. Yeah, we'll make a note of that.
Right.
Another really incredible initiative that has happened, I think it was 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, was the Veterans Program. I know that we have staff with the Veterans Program. We have committees with the Veterans Program. Can you talk a little bit about what happened in 2016 and where we're going with the
Absolutely.
Veterans Program?
Absolutely. So when I became supervisor, we realized that there was no Veterans Advisory Committee. There had been one years before, but it hadn't been active. And so we reactivated. I have to tell you, we have this wonderful Veterans Advisory Committee that's comprised of people from throughout the town, veterans from throughout the town of North Hempstead, men, women, older veterans, some younger veterans, and they have been so committed. They're an extraordinary group of people that have been inspirational, and they are committed to finding ways to honor our veterans and to find things that we can do to help. We're not looking to reinvent the wheel. There's, you know, Nassau County, you know, has a veteran organization, and certainly on the state level and the federal level. But we felt that we could find things that would help our North Hempstead veterans. And it just seems to me that we can never thank our veterans enough. We have to recognize and honor those men and women who have so bravely served our country, as well as those that are currently serving the country. And, you know, what we do, it's kind of a constant reminder of the sacrifices that they've made to protect our ideals of liberty and freedom. So the very first project that our veterans came up with was a holiday drive. And so we collected toiletries and clothing and sundries and, you know, different things that would be of use to the veterans. So the first year that we did it, I think we were so proud. I think we brought 80 boxes of of these contributions to Northport VA Hospital. So this year, because our veterans are, you know, just let's do more, we brought over 250 boxes of of contributions to Northport VA Hospital. And it was, they actually, you know, we went on the bus and the bus was filled. They actually had to go the day before to bring boxes of stuff because we just couldn't do it in one trip. And what I thought was so great about this is that we've also started having some of our schools participate, so that St. Mary's, Chaminade, Westbury High School, I believe Carl Place, as well as some other schools as well, have participated in the drive. They actually also make cards so that every gift that a veteran gets comes with a card from a student thanking the veterans for their service to our country. And to me, that's almost as important as the contributions themselves, because it's letting our next generation understand the importance of thanking our veterans, of understanding the great sacrifices that they and their families have made to protect our country, to serve our country. And, you know, we're not always going to be here. And we need to know that we're passing this torch forward. And so to me, that's one of the most important parts of the drive. However, there's more. Our veterans took a look at the Nassau County has a list of stores that provides veterans discounts. And there were so few from North Hempstead on that list. I think there were like 11 stores in North Hempstead. And so they looked at the list and said, you know, we can do better than that. And they did.
Right.
So we have, you know, at this point, more than 24 merchants who are offering veterans a discount on goods and services. You know, stores from garden supplies to North Shore Farms to, yes, I mean, really, you know, wonderful places, a trophy shop in New Hyde Park. So we're just delighted. So this veterans discount program, whoever's participating in it is getting a sticker that they'll affix to their store. And there'll also be a list on our website, and we'll find ways of publicizing it. If a store says they're going to participate, and we go, we take a picture, mm-hmm. we have a group hug, and we say thank you.
Al Piscatelli was on.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Here,
at
one time when I
was
here.
Right, from Carl Place, right.
Just on the veterans thing.
Sure.
I'm a Cold War veteran. You know, I was in the Navy for 2 years. And one of the things that I found Project Independence helped me out with, as did the Veterans Committee, was there was a thing going on at the end of the year where they were getting a Cold War veterans exemption for school taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is this was approved in where I live, New Hyde Park. But I was wondering, is there a way that, I don't know how it would happen, but where you could put together, or maybe the receiver of taxes could put mm-hmm. together those towns where this was approved, because it had to be done by December 31st?
My understanding is that it was approved by every school district
oh, really?
In North Hempstead.
Okay, okay.
If it's the same veterans exemption.
It's not the general tax one, which existed before. This is the school tax.
This is for school tax.
Right, which is much
so
better
one,
than
at
the
one
other
point,
one.
There were two school districts that had not done it, and I'm not going to mention who they are,
yeah,
because
right.
now every school district in North Hempstead
oh,
participates.
Okay, good. Well, my point is that the Veterans Council, I had some email back and forth with some members of it, and they were helpful in terms of putting a little more attention to the fact that it
look,
would be a good thing to approve this.
Absolutely. We had some very interesting discussions
right.
about that, and there was a lot of advocacy going on to encourage the school boards to adopt
right.
you know, that measure. So that's great. The other thing is Project Independence has 10 hours of a social worker each week dedicated to veteran issues. So that's you know, just
right.
wonderful
well,
service.
I actually used that with a question that I had about benefits that you can get through the VA.
Right.
And I figured rather than make 400 phone calls and try to chop my way through the system, I did speak, I think her name is Gail.
Gail, yes.
Right.
Yes.
I spoke to Gail, and she was very helpful and got me an answer, and
right.
that was it.
Very complicated. You know, there's, like Judy was saying, you know, there are veterans of all ages, and not all are seniors, and there are spouses of veterans, and there's benefits, and there's so many things out there sometimes people aren't even aware of. So, you know, Gail is really good at kind of looking at the whole picture and kind of figuring out where, what benefits you might have, you know, or the spouse or the child. So 311's the best way to find out about the committee.
Well, you
right?
know, that's what Project Independence does as well. There's
we
a
do.
Lot of things that you don't know about that they do know
right.
about, so call.
It's Absolutely. All about the partnerships and connections
exactly.
and
the
trying,
knowledge.
The knowledge, right.
right.
So we have just a few upcoming events that, if it's okay with you, I'd love to just tell them, and I'll talk quickly. So we have our Black History Month celebration. It's going to be on Friday, February 10th at 7 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center. This year's theme is celebrating African-American achievements in arts, science, and education. And so for the first time, the town will be honoring Black history with a month-long art exhibit at the community center. There are going to be two exhibits from the Nassau County African-American Museum. Women in NASA, which is very timely considering
right. the movie.
The movie, yeah. An African Genius, will be displayed throughout the month in February, in addition to work by featured artists Brumzik Brandon Jr. and Barbara Brandon Croft. And they're the first nationally syndicated African American cartoonists. We also
great.
Have our Valentine's Day vow renewal. So it's always fun to do that. We're excited to announce the return of this very popular program. The event's in its eighth year and allows couples who've been married for many years, and we mean many, many years, to reaffirm their commitment and celebrate their marriages. So that is that's scheduled for Tuesday, February 14th. Funny thing. And it's 11 a.m. at the Harbor Links Golf Course in Port Washington. And so people should call 311.
Right. I think you have to reserve your
you
space
You have to reserve
there.
Your
right.
space
okay.
so we know how many people will be there renewing their vows. That's always such a great yeah. event. We also have our Women's Roll of Honor, which we do every year. So nominations for the Roll of Honor are now being accepted. The applications are due by Tuesday, February 21st. So anybody who's interested in doing that, again, should call 311 and, you know, let us know. The other thing is it's going to be the second juried art contest and exhibit. That's for any of you artists out there. It's being run with the town and our BTDC, along with the North Hempstead Arts Advisory Council and the Art Guild of Port Washington. That is a multicultural, it's going to be dealing with multicultural aspects of the town. The entries will be accepted until Monday, February 13th, and the exhibit will be on display in Town Hall in Manhasset from February 28th to April 28th.
Great. There's a lot going on.
I wanted to say that.
There
is a lot going on.
We have pages of stuff here that you covered in the state of the town. We weren't able to address everything. But one of the amazing things is, Otto, this may take a minute, unless you want to say something. I don't
want
to. You know, we had, at the state of the town, we have dignitaries, elected officials, top staff, the press, radio, Newsday. But the residents are there, and at the end, you always do a Q&A. And it was kind of unusual because all the residents, like maybe one or two had a few questions, but all the others had comments to make. Comments about the Disability Committee, about saying thank you for this committee, thank you for listening to us, and thank you for implementing the program. I mean, I was never at a state of the town like that, where residents stood up and acknowledged what you were saying and, you know, were saying thank you. So I think you're doing a great job.
Well,
me too.
Otto,
I raised my
Christina,
hand, but you can't
Dan,
see it on radio.
Feel good here.
I think the whole idea that talking to the people, like the advisory committee, to me, with Project Independence, is one of the reasons, obviously, the fact that the management is agreeing that this is what they want to do. But the fact that there's advisory committees with feet on the street that are giving input for all of these things is very important. So now
we have the best residents in the town of North Hempstead. It's the residents that make our town strong. And it's just such an honor to be here with all of
you. Well, it's a team effort.
Yeah. It is absolutely a team.
Well, Supervisor, I hope you'll come back very soon.
Love
because
to.
The hour is up. I cannot believe it. Thank you so much. And Otto, thank you for co-hosting, and you'll stick around for the Christina Liu half
Always
hour. We're going to go to the radio show in a minute. And this is Rebecca Miller at WCWP.org, Project Independence and You.